Welcome to Leading the Leaders, 7 Minutes of Leadership Podcast. I'm Craig Simmons, your host and president of Leading the Leaders, a small Christian-based veteran-ran leadership consulting group. We believe that proper leadership makes everything better and everyone better. Our design with the 7 Minutes Leadership Podcast is for the leader to take small, bite-sized examples of leadership principles and apply those principles into their everyday life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself, and most of all, learn. Hello, this is Craig Simmons with Leading the Leaders. And we want to welcome you back to our leadership podcast, Leadership Breadcrumbs. And today we want to continue on something we started previously in our previous podcast. And that is we were exploring the hidden P of the four P's of leadership. And we said on our previous podcast that this P spoke of people or personnel. And so we found out the last time we was talking about this that there was three general areas that understanding and looking at and showing and giving notice to the people of the organization would do three things. It would enhance three things. One was build trust. Two, it would build morale. And then three, it would make leading easier. And so we'd already got our foot in the door with trust. And we said that trust actually means that, and how you build trust by noticing people is that when you're doing this, it gives them a sense of that you, the leader, cares about their person, not just as a worker, but you also care about who and what they are and what makes them who they are, what makes them uniquely them. And then we also saw, or we touched briefly into how noticing people will build morale within the organization. If you've ever seen an organization that had morale problems, one of the things probably was the leadership and then the subordinates had a disconnect. And one, they probably didn't have trust, but then two, it probably because the people that's actually doing the work did not get a sense of value. So they felt undervalued. Quite often they feel misunderstood. They feel insignificant within the organization. And now I can tell you far too many leaders, especially young ones. And when I say young leaders, I don't mean their age. I'm talking about how long they have been in leadership position. Because there's a lot of leaders that are quite age, but they just get into leadership position, so they're actually young at leading. And so that's what whenever I speak of young leaders, probably 90% of the time I'm addressing not the age of the person, but I'm addressing how long they've been within that leadership position. Now, and so, you know, just far too many, especially with the young leaders, forget the people are actually humans. And a lot of times, young leaders treat people like machines. They view these people almost as objects or less than being human. We should all remember that people want to be led, not managed. Remember that we manage things and we lead people. Taking time to notice people lift their spirits as well as the overall spirit of the organization, because the organization actually is the people that runs it. And so we understand this concept as a leader. If you want to change the life of one person within the organization, give them a little bit of time, compliment them, give them thanks, show them that they mean more to you than just an object. It would be absolutely worth your time. Now, in the last thing, so we covered trust, we covered morale, and now let's talk about why noticing makes leading easier. Have you ever seen a leader that always seemed to be out of step with his or horse, out of step from their subordinates, him or her subordinates? One of the main reasons for this is that they are not in the know. Down where the rubber meets the road is where the true heartbeat and soul of the organization exists. When you notice people, leading becomes easier because you are in step with them, not out of step with them. The leader orchestrates and keeps everyone on track so there's harmony within the ranks. This is a sign of a great leader. This is a connection principle, just like when we talked about emotional intelligence and critical thinking. When you think about those two things or what have you, those are really talking about being connected to the organization in a way that you as a leader don't take your baggage and then carry it into the decision-making process. Do not, as a form of caution, do not become the leader that leads in theory and not reality. Be familiar with all the complexities of your team and the people that work for you. Become involved in their daily life. If they have a daily grind, you as a leader should acknowledge that and know that. This will allow you to make sound and timely decisions based on reality and not conjecture. As a leader, if you look at what it is that we are supposed to be called to do, one of the things we're supposed to be able to do is get a good return on our investment. The return on our investment is from showing and displaying and noticing one's followers and subordinates are huge. Whenever a leader can spend a small amount of time with their subordinates, the amount that's gained in return is a great investment and well worth the time that was invested. Such is the case when we notice our people and who they are. A leader does not need to spend a tremendous amount of time doing this, because guess what? It's an ongoing process. Therefore, a little will do fine. I know a lot of leaders only talk to their subordinates and their followers when there's a problem. Well, if you do that, the only thing they're going to look at you as when something comes up that's a problem, that's when you're going to show up. But what really should be happening is, as a leader, we should be involved in the everyday life of our subordinates. We should want to know who they are, because we understand that, one, we want to build trust. Two, we want to build morale. And three, we actually want to make sure that when we are leading people, we make it easier. Remember, leaders always leave a legacy. If I have a legacy that I made leading easier, do you know that becomes that much more important to the next leader that comes behind me? So as a leader, we understand we don't waste time, we cherish it, but we also understand that that's true with our subordinates. So overall, we've been talking about the hidden P of leadership, of the four P's of leadership, which is our people or the personnel. These are the people that whatever heights we get to, they're going to get us there. Good leaders understand this concept. And that's why they build trust. They build morale. And then they make leading easier because they do all these other things. Well, my name is Craig. And I thank you again for listening. As always, I want to... I appreciate all the listenership that we've been enjoyed, and I hope that you be with us on our next podcast. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. God bless, and happy leading. Thank you for joining today's episode, The 7 Minutes of Leadership.
If you desire to get in touch with me, you can go to our website at leadingtheleadersllc.net. At the website, you will have plenty of tools that will help you in your leadership desires. Thank you again for listening.